If Brad and Angelina can't make it, who can, right? Do you believe those two are getting divorced? I'm worried about those 35 kids or whatever they have, right? Some of them are old enough to be sexting with Anthony Weiner at this point. I'm not worried about the kids, I'm just kidding. President Trump will deport most of them anyway. Did we do the Van Tucker thing? Okay, good. I didn't want to forget that one. Oh man, you guys are fun, man. Hey, listen, most important thing is, whatever, first date, you've been married 13 years or even longer, never let jealousy get in the way, right? That's the worst. You're right about that. Have some space. Trust the other person, right? I wouldn't trust him that much, but he should trust you, all right? I understand. You're getting a little close to his brother, but all right, whatever you guys are into, that's all right. Because my last girlfriend, she never got jealous, which I appreciated, right? Like, I once had a female fan post on my Facebook page. She wrote, "Boy, I'd really like to give Don Jameson some really great head." And my girlfriend saw it, and did she get mad at me? No, you know what she did? She grabbed me, took me in the bedroom, threw me on the bed, and she gave me the best head I ever had in my entire life. So the next day, I opened up a fake Facebook account. "Boy, I'd really like to give Don Jameson some really great anal." She grabbed me, took me in the bedroom, threw me on the bed, put on a strap on. It wasn't a Brexit only that night. Someone bought me $600 lights, oh shit. I said I'm dead. This show's about to get a lot more interesting. Any Guns N' Roses fans in the house? I actually came up with an idea for a show to replace that metal show. It's going to be based on the Guns N' Roses song Dancing with Mr. Brownstone when they used to do heroin, right? Yeah, I'm going to combine that with a current reality show. It's going to be called So You Think You Can Dance with Mr. Brownstone. Get 12 of your favorite D-list celebrities. Give me each a kilo of Mexican brown tar heroin. Whoever does an OD after the 30 days wins the whole fucking thing, right? Well, we lost 2 Bridezillas, 4 Real Housewives, and 6 Kardashians. But as predicted, Keith Richards wins in a landslide. That's a show. Not as good as my intervention show, but